Day zero, Monday, August 25th, 2:25 PM. The worst day of my life. When the first wave of shock released me from its fiendish grip, I couldn't help but notice that Paddy hadn't called me. Ominous. I was his girlfriend, the media was going wild that he was getting married to another woman, and he hadn't called me. Bad sign. Called his private mobile. Not his ordinary private one, but the private one that only I and his personal trainer have. It rang four times, then went to message. Then I knew it was true. End of world. Called his office, called his home, kept ringing his mobile, left 51 messages for him. Counted. The first fence was wire mesh with a roll of barbed wire along the top.
The strange thing is, you know how the barbed wire used to be looped in a sort of tube along the top of the fence? My pants were all ripped up and I got caught, stuck on the roll. I just hung there. I cannot believe no one saw me, Miriam said. A pierogi hanging on display.
Miriam must have come unstuck, because next she got down on all fours and started her way across the path, across the wide street, and across the next strip. The whole area was lit as bright as day.
I just got down on my knees and went for it. But I was careful. I was very slow.
After the footpath, she crossed the wide asphalt road. She could not feel her body. She was invisible. She was nothing but nerve endings and fear. When I returned to America, JP, I thought my life had ended. I didn't think I could live without you. But in my despair, I found God. It sounds silly, I know, but I want to thank you for opening that door for me.
It doesn't sound silly, he said, sandwiching her hand between his. It doesn't sound silly at all.
She looked into his gentle eyes and felt encouraged. I left the man I loved in Ireland, but I feel now, as I sit with you here, that I've returned and found my brother. One day in class, Duncan went to take out his crayons and found a stack of letters with his name on them.
Hey, Duncan, it's me, Red Crayon. You make me work harder than any of your other crayons. All year long, I wear myself out colouring fire engines, apples, strawberries and everything else that's red. Dear Duncan, all right, listen. I love that I'm your favourite crayon for grapes, dragons and wizard's hats, but it makes me crazy that so much of my gorgeous colour goes outside the lines. As green crayon, I'm writing for two reasons. One is to say that I like my work. Loads of crocodiles, trees, dinosaurs and frogs. Yellow crayon here. I need you to tell orange crayon that I am the colour of the sun. I would tell him, but we are no longer speaking. I can prove I'm the colour of the sun too. I see yellow crayon already talked to you, the big whiner. Anyway, could you please tell Mr. Tattletale that he is not the colour of the sun? Your pal, and the real colour of the sun, orange crayon.